This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So, it's me and, you know, as I start doing, Kevin, what if this part, thank you, what if this
thank
part,
you.
We say, we put this behind the Patreon. So many things, it's like, you know, the GoDaddy, they say, go to the website to find the end. What if instead the beginning is there?
This would turn the entire industry on its head. So for so long, we've been basically servants to the GoDaddy model, where GoDaddy is dictating how I do my business. And instead, what if I start telling GoDaddy, oh, yeah, actually, I saw what you did and I decided to innovate and be my own boss and put the beginning behind the paywall, and what you get is an out-of-context end of the show. So like the back 40%, a lot of references, callbacks to things you didn't see. I mean, that's got to be more enticing, right?
Can we get Dana Kirkpatrick?
Kevin?
Just a hypothetical.
Oh, you are so bad. I'm telling Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, come on, not Aaron.
I'm telling Aaron Rodgers on you.
And so I just froze. I immediately froze at the beginning of the show. I'm back now. But maybe that's something that we could say doesn't happen behind the Patreon. And so these are other just examples of like ways that we can create, make this product worse and offer a superior version behind the paywall, Kevin. And this is
now
like,
without freezing. Yes.
And that's two ideas. And that's just two ideas.
We've had two already. And you have had, let me count real quick. Okay.
Danica.
Carry
Danica.
The blah, do the.
Or Danica.
You've had precisely zero. You've had Jack and Squat, and Jack just left town. So I don't count Danica Patrick as an idea. I had that idea and I chose not to say it, because I did not want to invoke the ire of one Mr. Aaron Rodgers.
And so we do. So we should bring everyone in, because this is really a collaborative conversation. I want to introduce two of our work colleagues, but also people that did go to GoDaddy.com to see the whole thing. And so I'd like to hear about that experience, but also, this is a business conversation. This is about what we can do to take our new this new entity that we're building together and make it so huge, make it big money, make it like very popular big show.
Sorry, Hayes. Does anybody else have major blue balls right now from not hearing the end of the fucking intro song though? I was
T-minus away from nothing.
Okay, yes.
I am edged for the show, for the theme song.
And that can be good sometimes. Creatively, that can be good to like deny yourself and sort of live in that realm of...
But it's really bad for you. Medically, it's really bad.
Medically,
for
it's incredibly dangerous and you should never do it. So, Kevin, you do have to finish us off a little bit. Go ahead and play the rest of the tune.
And you know what that reminds me of? The fact that we were so close to nothing, like how excited people were and what we were talking about. It reminds me of a little poetry, if you don't mind.
Please.
Okay. Please, we always make room for poetry
really,
on the show.
It's
a little
really
early
nice.
In the episode. We usually save that, but go ahead.
Here's a little bit. I'm just going to, let me get in the mode to do it. It's I'll throw that dick much deeper. come be my wide receiver. I'll give that girl a seizure. She forget her boyfriend, amnesia. She want to ride it. I let her have it. She better ride it like Danica Patrick. I get behind it and move her like the Heimlich maneuver.
And that, of course, that's by the famous poet Robert Frosting.
Yes.
And we did. And I, it is a little early in the show for that, but that is getting me really energized. And I also want to talk about what Sean demonstrated, like people, and like we don't like get into this stuff on the show always, but like there's this idea that like nutting, you make this like huge sound.
No,
you know, and I want to just go back to the sound that Sean made at the end of the song, which was just a little like, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
Yeah, it's like you took a very small sip of a very cold drink.
Yeah.
It's like the Coke Zero I keep by my bed.
That's right. And just a tiny, just a little sippy.
And you, someone comes over and she's like, what's that for? And it's like, you'll find out. But then it's just you take a sip of it. You just have some.
Yeah.
Baby, hand me that Coke Zero.
It's time to get the Coke Zero involved.
Yeah. It's in a velvet case on the nightstand.
Chekhov's Coke Zero.
let's introduce our guest, Carl Tarr. Has been on the show many times,
and by many,
and we've worked with him for a while. But does he? Yeah,
by many. By many. Uh-huh.
Wow.
I have not been on the show many times, and I want to address it today.
Okay.
Please.
While Kevin sits up there and drinks his butter beer.
I went to
I heard
Hogwarts.
He was the one that's been blocking me. From.
We suggest you basically every week.
Yeah.
Half the reason we started Flagrant Ones was because we were not able to get you consistently as a guest on Handbook.
Frankly, there is not enough time in the day that we what I messed that up. There's not enough content.
Yo, take it back
there.
Then. Take it back then, Kim.
There is not enough time of us. I messed it up again. We don't have enough content out with each other.
Thank
frankly.
You. Yes. No, this is the whole point.
We don't have enough. And we need more, and it's been being blocked, and I don't like it. And I just want to say that, but I'm happy to be here. Nevertheless, I'm happy to be here now. I'm happy to be here tomorrow. I'm happy to be here forever.
And Carl, you've brought someone from your other show, your brand new show, and as by way of introduction, as my father would say every time he saw the cat lying down on my lap, he would go, "Hey, who's your buddy?"
That's really funny.
Who's your buddy?
My buddy here is my cousin, Asan Williams.
Hello.
And we host a show called Carl Calls His Cousin, also known as Jeopardy. And
the copyright is up for grabs for Jeopardy. At this point.
You got the copyright.
No, that is back. It's just,
Once Alex passed, it was public domain.
Yeah, it was in his will. He said to please release it to the public.
Yeah. So
may the chips fall where they may.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. My name is Asan, and I'm here. I'm his buddy and cousin.
Asan, you're a DJ.
I am a DJ.
How about this freaking Scarlax? This guy with his... What's up with that guy?
His whole head looks nutso to me. Scarlax to me is the definition of your head has gone too far.
Scarlax.
Yeah, that's enough, Scarlax. You got to tell Scarlax that's enough.
It's been a while since I've done my impression of a Scarlax song.
I think you should do it.
Hang on. Thank you. Thank you, Hassan.
I want to know that you are empowered. You are empowered to do it.
I'm trying to remember. Yeah. So it's like. Call 911!
It's pretty good.
I'm hype.
Damn. This guy is so crazy. And I respect, you know, I respect like,
oh, you
all
thought
kinds
it was a normal song? No, it's actually scaring you.
Yeah. All kinds of art is like important to me, and I like have studied a lot of different kinds, but this is like you just hit play on the CD player. This is like
that's it.
I understand it requires like technical skill, and I can barely get the thing in there half the time.
I can't find the thing. I can't find where the thing is to go in there.
Honestly, the hardest part is carrying around my giant book of CDs from gig to gig.
Well, half the pages are empty in mine, or there's like some kind of crud in there.
Yeah, there's footprints all over it from being on the floor of your car.
You spilt that cherry 7-Up on it.
The only ones that are still pristine are the Streets original pirate material. That one I've taken really good care of. And then, do you know that song, like, Are You Jimmy Ray?
Sing it for me.
Sing it. Yeah, I think maybe I'll recognize it if I heard it.
Kevin, can you play it?
Yes.
Who wants to know? Who wants to know?
Well. It's more the middle, like, does it warm up fast? I forget.
I can't remember.
Yeah. You know this one? This could be fun to play.
This does sound really good. It kind of has like a...
We can't play it for too long, but we need to hear the chorus.
I think it's right now.
I'm getting like montage vibes from like a romantic comedy.
This is one of the only CDs I have that's in good shape.
Here we go.
Who wants to know? Who wants to know?
And what is his name for real? Something
yeah,
else,
what's
Ray?
This person's name?
What's his
Jimmy
name,
Ray.
Kevin?
Jimmy Ray.
Okay.
Jimmy Ray.
Yeah. So for me, you can stop it now, Kevin.
I was just about to nut.
He's right there.
We keep doing this, and it's so unhealthy.
Just wait
for
until
Carl.
You just please just wait until you. That was my fault, but in the future we'll wait until we hear the. Yeah.
Get the yeah.
T minus away from nothing.
It's so bad for your health. It's so bad.
You get blue balls.
Yeah, DJing is mostly that. Just keeping track of my CD cases and playing Jimmy Ray songs. That's about the end of it. Yeah, the hard part is I also keep my my PlayStation 2 games in a similar case. So, you know, sometimes I've showed up to gigs and like I just have the wrong case. And they're like, we don't want to play Twisted Metal. We want to hear Jimmy Ray. And I'm sorry.
Welcome to Hangar 8. I'm sure you'll see one of my friends there.
One thing you got to do is you can't put it in too fast, especially in the car. The tape, the CD. Mm-hmm. I'll get really excited. So Sean knows this. If I am like freaking out and getting really pissed, I have to listen to Kokomo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I am in such a pissed mood that like I will put the tape in at incredible speed, which the car is not built to just like
to
do
handle
it like
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like most cars are built to absorb the G forces in the driver's seat, not in the tape deck. Although I do see why you would think that though.
I want to explain a little something. Like the whole right side of his body is sort of connected. It's almost like a marionette or something. Like where, so if he starts pushing his arm forward, he's also going to be stepping down very hard on the gas pedal.
Oh,
well, that's actually my solution: is to allow for the speed with which I am putting the tape in the machine. I have to drive faster.
Like a speed compensating audio. Yeah, that setting that I always turn off when I get a rental car.
So now the car is moving forward at a high speed.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
As fast as my hand is moving.
Did you ever, you know, marionette was the wrong description. Did you ever have one of those toys? Maybe it's like Goofy on a platform or whatever. And then when you push on the bottom on the right side, like his whole right side collapses.
That's right.
If you push, you know what I mean? Like you push on the left side, it's like, and so you can kind of push back and forth and it makes him kind of do this. I don't know if we have the rights to talk about Goofy, Kevin.
We have to change his name to Giblet, right?
Okay. Giblet. Yeah. Giblet, yeah.
That's this the fair use again. Name. Yeah.
To the Florida Keys, there's a place called Cucumber. That's really what I do to get a rhythm.
I have an issue where, I need to listen to the song Cooler Than You before every record. Do you know this one?
Can you sing it?
Yeah, yeah. Got designer shades just to cover your face, and you probably think that you're cooler than me. And so... That song obviously is very important to me, and I have to hear it before the record, but often I'm not in my car before the record, and that's the only place I have like a disc changer or anything.
A disc changer, yeah.
And I sometimes don't even have my car, or my car doesn't have any like juice in it. So then I kind of have to just run around the neighborhood and like go into like different like grocery stores and stuff until I find someone that's playing that song. That's why I was a couple minutes late today, and that's been happening kind of throughout the run of the show.
Well, that's like one of the most frustrating things about being a DJ is when you're DJing like a party or a wedding or something and someone shows up and you're not playing the song that they wanted to hear. And so they bolt out down to like the nearest Vons and try to see if it's playing there. It's frustrating as a DJ because I'm pouring my heart out on the
dance. Also, getting the whole party to get in your car.
But that feeling when you are playing the correct song.
Yeah, that feeling
they were
is
running
like,
around the neighborhood trying to hear. I mean, like, that must feel really good.
Yeah, when a sweaty guy runs in and said, I've been to every Gelson's in a 10-mile radius, and I finally found it at this wedding, that is the greatest feeling in the world. That's why I got in the business.
And
that's why I do what
there.
I do.
Asana's up there on stage, just jamming. Heaven isn't too far away.
I do want to account for something that Carl pointed out earlier. Yes, Kevin is drinking butter beer. Can you all hear me?
No, not really.
God damn it.
Now we can.
But this wouldn't happen behind the paywall. Kevin, you just got to hammer that home. Like every time Haze freezes, that's actually making us money.
Available now. Patreon.com/theflagrantones for uncorrupted video and audio.
I've got a great track record of keeping things going when Haze is freezing too. Like I'm able to really actually steer the show in a big way. I don't know how much you know about the history of the show. I started out as really more of just a sidekick figure, like one of Haze's like little assistants, and he's got a lot of us. But I was able to kind of get into at least the co-pilot seat at this point. So even though he's gone, I've still got the stick in my hands. We're on course, and I think I can bring us in for a safe landing. I'll just do one of my famous segues now into a totally normal question that I think will get us into a really comfortable conversation.
Great.
What's wrong with you?
Man, right now I'm a little hungry. Did you mean like in the short term or the long term, like the macro sense?
Yeah, macaroni, yeah.
You could eat that if you're hungry.
I could eat macaroni. Macaroni's good. Is macaroni the best pasta, though?
Well, okay, for me, is it the best pasta? Really good, and I'm comfortable not having Haze here to answer this. I don't need to check in with him. I can answer for myself. It's a food preference, so like I'm allowed to just say what I think.
Totally. But, you can speak very candidly if you'd like.
I'm not stalling. No, macaroni, best pasta, pass.
Pass? I think it goes to Carl then?
Tortellini.
Tortellini's your favorite?
Tortellini.
Chef Kevin?
Ginocchi.
Ginocchi? Manu Ginocchi?
Ginocchi. Kevin, you tripping, dog. That's just potatoes.
Not always.
Not the way I make them.
How do you make them, Kevin?
If you have to ask. remember?
You have to ask. You can't afford it.
Okay. So, shit. Let me shut my asshole up.
Asad, you did, you know, you promised us essentially that if we brought you on board and let you be a part of the Patreon, that you would double or possibly triple our listenership in just the first few weeks.
That was the pitch, yeah.
You said that you had a lot of genius marketing tactics. I feel like we've been spitting out stuff. Even Kevin tried with Danica Patrick, even though that was actually my idea that I chose not to say. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard a lot of ideas from you so far. So we did want to give you a forum to just say, like, how do we turn this ship around?
Yeah, well, I think there's some obvious things. I think everyone should be wearing sunglasses at all times. I think that's obviously the first thing. That seems to be successful for our show. People like the Carl sunglasses.
You keep saying obvious, and it's a little insulting.
Sorry, I'm back, and I think this will work. Was Asan saying that stuff was obvious a lot?
Yes.
Yeah, that is what okay. I was doing. I'm just giving Sean here some pointers on how to make the show more successful and get more subscribers based on what I've noticed about Carl and me and I show. Carl and me show? Me and Carl show?
Carl's me and Carl and, show. Carl's and
okay.
And
I think it's called Carl Calls His Cousin.
Yeah. So you guys gotta wear hats and glasses. And then I think you should call your cousins every week on the show. It seems to be working for us.
Okay. Okay. So, Kevin, how would I do that best? Do I just hop on speaker and just like phone up my cousin?
I think so.
Please. Are currently sitting at the top of the charts, especially with our Dua Lipa episode. And
yeah.
It's called New Rules. One, pick up the phone, call up your cousin, is out at home?
Two.
Call another cousin, put on some looks and a hat. Three, call Boston, just yell out if that's your cousin.
Okay.
Four,
you ain't giving up on him.
All right, let's see how this goes.
Does this ever happen?
Well, no. Something
I mean,
must
not
be wrong.
Sorry. I'm not you. I mean, like to Carl and Asad. Does it ever happen that like this is the episode? Okay.
I'm always there when. I'm always there when he calls, and I'm always on time. I don't understand. It works for us every week.
Yeah.
So
yeah. No, something must be really wrong. I'm actually scared because no one ever does that to me. If I call, it's like, that's it. Like they want to talk to me. People like talking to me. People like my personality. So what's happening here is probably some kind of danger and possibly even a death.
Oh. That's real.
Yeah, so I'm sad and scared. So, you know, that's what we're dealing with.
Couldn't be me. My whole family's immortal.
I have another cousin.
Do we want to talk about Kevin? You're in kind of a unique cousin situation right now that maybe could be like useful. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. I'm not on talking terms with a handful of my cousins because
you're between cousins. You're shopping for. Yeah. You're in the market for a new cousin.
Mm-hmm. I'm technically in between cousins. There was a wedding, a big wedding that happened a couple weeks ago that I did not attend.
A COVID wedding?
A COVID sensation extravaganza wedding. I did buy a card. I haven't given it to him yet. I guess I could read it.
You haven't given him the card?
Please read the card,
please,
Kevin.
Please
I'll
do
right
read
back.
The card. Okay. Yeah.
But
first of all, I cannot
Kevin...
believe. Go ahead, Hayes.
No, you go ahead.
I just can't believe you didn't go to the wedding. That's so disrespectful as a family.
That is the most disrespectful thing I've ever heard.
Especially a COVID wedding.
Yeah. A COVID extravaganza?
Such a huge Game of Thrones fan. He's always talking about the Red Wedding. And this is really just a very slow motion version of that.
Okay, they're very religious, so I thought like play the
put some of that into the card. Yeah, yeah. Play to your audience. You know, I mean, that's so much of being an entertainer.
You got to play to the
hello.
Demo. You got to play to the demo.
Hello, this is from God.
So the front says, God is obviously an awesome matchmaker. And then I'm
hold it up. Hold it up while you read it.
Okay. The inside says, we all agree, dot, dot, dot. You two are definitely going to make, you two are definitely going to take Happily Ever After to a whole new level. Congratulations and blessings to you. And then there's some scripture on the bottom. Be happy with those who are happy. Romans 12:15.
And what did you say? What did you, because you know you got to add an extra little.
Yeah, what did you write in there?
Put, you must have put a little inscription of your own.
So it's far, empty.
So we have space still.
Yeah, I guess we could workshop.
Let's find a pen. Yeah, let's find another scripture to add to that.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Cross that one out and add one that you think is more appropriate.
Yeah.
Let me see here.
Get be like, just put in more of a deep cut. Like, that's such a...
Yeah, go to the book of Numbers.
That's
and try to...
so basic. Like, yeah, let's get something for the real heads. I think, first off, Kevin, just draw a church. You know they like this.
Yeah.
So I'm on a
who
website.
Who doesn't love a nice drawing?
I'm on topverses.com, and it is the Book of Numbers' most popular verses. So this is Numbers 21:22. Okay. Let us pass through your country. We mm-hmm. will not turn aside into any field or vineyard or uh-huh. drink water from any well. We will come travel on. Along the king's highway until we have passed through your territory. Now, let's break that down. You understand?
Oh, this is like verse genius.
Now, Kevin, when you... write this in the card. When you write this, let's break that down. Let us pass through your country. Let me have my way with your wife. not in a like this is more. Wait, which one's your cousin?
Yeah, that was something I was curious about.
I don't
want
to be nasty.
My cousin's the lady.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
All right.
Let me have my way with your husband.
Let me rewind. Now let's break that down. Let us pass through your country. Let me have my way with your husband. Okay?
Okay.
We will not turn aside into any field or vineyard or drink water from any well. Y'all know what that means.
Uh-huh. It's let's have some wine.
Yeah. We're not tickling the balls. We're not playing with the pubes. Okay? Now, we will travel along the king's highway until we have passed through your territory. Just go nut a little bit. And then you can have your wedding. Put that in the card, Kevin. Write that down.
Okay, writing that down.
Write that down. Mm-hmm. You need another one?
Please.
Okay.
Go to
another
Judges
verse
this
would be
time.
Good
Judges.
For the show, yeah.
Judges.
The Book of
Judges.
Judges. Let's see. The Book of Judges. The most popular Bible verses from Judges. Ah. Mm-hmm. Judges 5:6. In the days of Shamgar, son of Anath.
Ooh, I love
in,
this one.
In the days of Jael, the highways, again, the highways, were abandoned. Travelers took to winding paths. Now, let's break that down. All right? In the days of Shamgar, son uh-huh. of Anath, think about it, uh-huh. Shamgar. How many letters in that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Son of, that's 5, that's more 5, that's 12. Anath, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, in 18, 19. COVID-19.
Ah.
We got there.
COVID wedding.
COVID wedding.
COVID wedding.
COVID wedding.
The signs are there.
The signs are there. The highways were abandoned because nobody was outside, because everybody was quarantining inside.
What a respectful tribute to their wedding.
Y'all not hearing me? Y'all not hearing me?
We're hearing you.
Travelers took winding roads instead because when they put us on curfew, huh? You can't hear me?
I can hear you fine.
No, we do.
But y'all not hearing me.
We all hear you.
But y'all not hearing me.
No, we are.
I'm just...
Am I freezing? Am I freezing in the word? Because y'all not hearing me. Okay? Let's break that down. People took back roads. They had the wedding
body
despite
like a back road.
There you go.
Right?
There you go. They had the wedding despite there being total and utter chaos in the world health wise. They took the back road. They didn't tell nobody. Secret wedding. Put that in the card, Kevin. Write that down. Write that under the last one.
Ahsan, you got body like a back road in your CD book?
I do. I bought the single of it on CD from Sam Hunt's website. And
Sam Hunt, baby.
Yeah. So I got that.
What's it?
Kevin's cousin's husband has a body like a back road.
Just write that in the car.
Dirty. It's kicking up dirt at the slightest touch.
Congratulations, cuz. This man's got a body like a back road. Mm-hmm.
Dear cousin, congrats on your loving nuptials. Cruising with my eyes closed, I can, I know the curves like the back of my hand.
I do want to like
a back road.
Just in case people have any misconceptions, what I was talking about before I froze before is Carl did mention that Kevin's drinking butterbeer. Did we get into this?
Oh, I don't think we did.
Okay.
Started talking about pasta.
So, yes, Kevin is visiting the Wizarding World of Harry Potter to get takeout. He is getting takeout meals from the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. You're not going in person. You go, they have like a nice pickup window for you to get your gross beans and the roast beast.
My magic beans.
You just drive all the way up the hill to Universal Studios and you get a full takeout beer and meal and you get your butter beer. So he's being safe.
Yeah. It's cool. I like it there. I bring my wand and I exchange spells with some of the employees.
Do they make you go on a ride in order to get like the foods for, you know, paying customers of the park only type of situation?
I make them come with me though, because I get scared when I'm by myself on it.
Right. Okay. So
they typically have to like have an extra person on staff whenever I come because I require some help.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We got to get in. I mean, just like we're getting tips about new subscribers. I think this is great. I do just want to like talk about like the division of labor here. You know, obviously, like Sean and Carl and I have been like doing, we've done basically all we can. It's basically all on Asan at this point.
We're just tapped out. I mean,
we've done so
look
much.
Look at me. I'm just like a wet rag at this point. I have nothing left in me. And so,
you know, it sounds like y'all need to do like a corporate retreat, like to re-energize the morale amongst.
No, we're just gonna get you in here and just have you like I appreciate the instinct to pass the buck instantly. I in fact, I felt it often myself and successfully done it sometimes with Hayes and Kevin. But I'm wise to that game. You can't BS a BSer. And so there's no corporate retreat coming, especially during this time of COVID weddings. I have so many COVID weddings to attend. I just don't know what weekend I would even pick. So we are going to have you take over. You know,
if you want to go to like a little lake or something. You could do that for
like a one person retreat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I could do that.
You could do it. Listen to this. This is from Judges 7:8. Okay.
See, I think this is the foundation of what makes our show so successful is we have strong Christian values.
Yeah.
And whenever we need to seek guidance or figure something out, we always turn to the good book. Go ahead, Carl.
There's a verse for that.
Yeah, for sure.
Now listen, y'all not hearing me. Hold on.
You haven't started.
So Gideon sent the rest of the Israelites to their tents, but kept
Gideon,
the 300.
Gideon Yeago, right?
Gideon Yeago.
From MTV News?
MTV yes. News, yeah.
Gideon Yeago
did that?
Gideon Yeago, yeah.
Gideon Yeago sent
the rest of the... This is when he was writing for Newsroom, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes. Gideon Yeago sent the rest of the Israelites, Kadus and...
Sway
and Lala, to their tents. Damien, Faye, but kept the 300 who took over the provisions and trumpets of the others. Now, the camp of Midian lay below him in the valley. Think about it now. You're taking over, like me, Sean and Hayes mm-hmm. are taking Kevin and I. We are the Israelites.
Right.
I am a black Israelite. I do go to the train station and yell. Y'all know that about me, though. That's outside of that's.
That's how right. we met.
Yeah, that's right. how we yeah. met. I stopped you. And I was like, look at this damn devil here. Huh? I see you, devil, walking around with your big ass dog. Huh?
Finally, somebody's shooting me straight. You know, this town's so full of bullshit and ass kissers.
Yes, so would be honest
really
with you.
Really refreshing.
And you told me I had a face for radio. And so that's how we became friends. Now,
and the rest is history.
Yeah. Now, the boys are taking Kevin and I, mm-hmm. and we're going to our tents. We're resting. Mm-hmm. You're going to take over the provisions and the trumpets, taking our trumpets, which means all the work that we have put in to this, mm-hmm. building an empire. Shout out to Empire. Call us here at the Empire, 800-588-2800, Empire. Mm-hmm. And
300.
Did I say something wrong?
You said 2800. It's 2300, I think.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's 2800 now.
Oh, they changed it. I'll be right back.
They moved four units down yeah. on the street.
Hey, Carl. But,
yeah, I'm listening. Let's take a side room. Look, let's take a side Zoom room.
I just bailed your ass out pretty hard with Kevin. When he gets back from checking that, it's going to be 2300.
Yeah.
What I need you to do is break into his apartment, steal the files.
Yeah.
We're going to have to scrub the Zoom and make it that you originally said 2300 and that he corrected you by seeing 2800. Now, I can do a pretty good Kevin impression. It's in 2800.
Oh, my gosh. That's perfect.
So we've got that audio now.
But I do want to talk about
him out of his place. Hey, so what are you doing in here? This is our private side room.
This is our breakout room.
Sorry.
This is the joke room. You're supposed to be in the story room.
You pulled me in here. I want to talk about Asan came up with a pretty elegant solution, which apparently when a business moves a certain number of blocks away, the phone number changes by that same amount. Now, I didn't realize that.
It's the middle of the phone number. It changes. So, yeah, they moved a few spots down, and it went from 2300 to 2800.
And so maybe it's actually relocating the business. If you can actually lift up the entire building and move it that far down the street, then it will become 2800.
There's mm-hmm. probably not that many people in the offices right now. I mean, it's never been easier to lift.
Yeah, yeah. Phone numbers are changing left and right for businesses right now.
Okay,
everyone's moving, man. It's a buyer's market.
I'm so back, but yeah. Everyone's in the break room. Guys, come back.
All right, I'm back.
Okay.
So I think we should set goals. We do want to have more subscribers than mm-hmm. The Doughboys, obviously. by EOD Friday would be amazing.
That would be so good, but if you need an extra week, we totally understand. It's a crazy time.
Have you guys tried eating fast food on the podcast?
I think we've done that only... We do like show parodies kind of sometimes.
Okay.
And I think we've done that premise only 35, 40 times.
Yeah.
So you still got some mileage out of that then left to... Okay.
I mean, and I 30... got some plantain chips. Yeah. Is this going to do anything for anybody?
Are they fried?
You know, I didn't cook them.
No, they're.
I'm going to be totally honest with you. I didn't cook these. And I'm ashamed. Oh, okay. I'm embarrassed to even admit it. But yeah, no, these, I put them in this bag that I have at home that looks like what you put in after you cook something.
Right, right.
But these I actually bought pre-made.
33 of those times we ate mixto.
Yeah, we did. Just, and so instead of eating food and talking about it, like reviewing it and stuff, we just kind mm-hmm. of had our dinner while we were doing the show.
Yeah. While you were talking about it, anything else besides the food,
other
you're
stuff.
Eating. Yeah,
but
yeah.
We just happened to be eating a whole meal, and sometimes not even mentioning that we were eating the whole time.
People
sometimes
hate it when you do it. People are really mad when you do it.
Oh, huh, that's weird. That
the
sounds
Doughboys,
awesome.
I think they collected all the sick freaks that want to hear that mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah, they've kind of tapped, they cornered that market.
Yeah, and those people don't really want to explore anything else now. They're like addicted to the Doughboys, fucked up, like weird energy.
I'm trying to think what else you could
do. It's just so toxic too. Like, I just don't want to live in that space. Like, those two are so toxic.
Have you ever thought about starting a podcast where you talk about why all the other podcasts are toxic? Because that might be really interesting.
I'm going to stop you. I've never thought about starting a podcast. What happens is I'm somehow mid-podcast and I don't know. I can't remember what happened earlier that day and I don't know what's happening after.
You're right in the middle of calling a podcast toxic and you're like, how did I get here?
Yes. Every time I'm doing a podcast, I'm sort of like the guy in Memento where I have to like check my body for tattoos to like indicate what I should either bring up next or like where I'm going, or it's really fucked up. So
I'm sorry, Sean, to cut you off, but I just wanted to praise Asan real quick for constantly being a DJ. You heard him say, how did I get here? Like, that's another one of those songs that you run from grocery store to grocery store, and then finally you stumble on a wedding and you just hear, you may find yourself at a wedding listening to Bible verses.
This is not my beautiful cousin's husband. This is not my COVID-filled church. How did I get here?
Many days gone by.
Is the show getting Kevin our version of it, getting Kevin a whole new set of cousins?
Oh, I think that could work.
I guess it's like not Kevin's choice, really, so we would have to deal with, what is it, your mom's sister or something?
Yeah, my dad's sister.
Your dad? So not.
So absolutely not my dad's sister.
So we could do a bachelor style show where we're finding cousins for Kevin. Yeah, I think we found it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we can either have, Kevin wouldn't really have to be on screen at all. We could really just be dealing with Aunt.
Just cousin auditions.
Aunt what?
It's just cousin auditions, right?
No, not you. Sorry, I'm asking Kevin what his aunt's... who are we dealing with here? What's her name?
Could her name be like Ashley or something so that we could call it like the Ashler?
Yeah.
Like that. Like now if it's the Ashler, like I feel like we have a legitimate hit on our hands.
Could her name be Ashley?
So Aunt Ashley is like the prize of the Ashler. And then, you know, hopefully we could pretty quickly get her married and pregnanted and get Kevin some new cousins. Well, an Octomom situation would be beautiful.
So that's interesting. I was thinking that these people would be trying to become her kids, her like son or daughter, but you're saying let's like hook her up and get her pregnant and so creating new cousins for Kevin.
My idea for Kevin's family, yes, is that we Octomom is on Ashley, so that my friend has 8 young new cousins. And it's really an investment too, because that young, if we get them involved in the podcast, then long after we're retired or dead, they will continue to sort of accumulate wealth for our podcast estate.
Teach a man to fish.
You can teach a man to fish, but you can't make him drink. I got a Bible verse that corresponds to that.
Hit me with some Deuteronomy, my friend.
Deuteronomy? Let me see. Let's see if I spell that right. Yes. Deuteronomy.
It's just dude? Deuteronomy.
Dude, you're on to me.
Deuteronomy, get off of me.
Deuteronomy 32. Deuteronomy, you see, a dude walks up. And he goes, hey, what you doing over there? Dude, you're on to me.
I'd rather have a Deuteronomy than a frontal lobotomy.
Okay. Deuteronomy 32:4. He is the rock. His works are perfect.
My cousin's the rock.
Your cousin is the rock.
Dwayne, he is the rock. His works are perfect. This person really liked Jumanji.
And all his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is he. He is The Rock. The Rock is God.
Let's break that down.
Let's break that down.
Let's break that
it down,
down,
Sean.
Please.
Break it down,
please,
Sean.
Please break it down.
Sean.
You want me to break it down?
Yeah, please break it down, King.
No, of course. Yes. No, I was about to. I don't need Hayes' permission to break it down. So The Rock, I mean, this guy's strong. The people's eyebrow. Okay, tell me that's not similar to a steeple.
I'm listening.
Wow.
The people's elbow, that's sort of steeple shaped as well.
I'm listening.
Sure. It's just pointed the other way. So at this point we got, okay, strong guy with two steeples.
Uh-huh. I'm listening.
Hey, think about this. It doesn't matter what your name is. He loves all of us equally. He's lifting no man above any other. It mm-hmm. doesn't matter what your name is. All that matters is that you are one of his children. The Rock is our Lord. His works are perfect. Central Preach. Intelligence. No notes.
Preach.
The Rock says, take that ring, shine it up real nice, turn it sideways, mm-hmm. and stick it straight on your candy finger.
Preach, preacher.
That's really nice. And that's Kevin's cousin's husband, and he has a body like a back road. That's so fascinating.
Write this, Kevin. I'm not saying you write nothing in that damn card.
I'm writing.
You got to write this down in the card.
So much good stuff for the card.
Flip it over and write on the back if you have to, Kevin. We're dropping gems.
You have really messed up, Kevin. You did something bad.
Yeah.
You did something bad. Now listen to this.
This card should be looking like a damn CVS receipt by the time this episode's over.
What's your cousin's name?
Michelle.
Michelle. Hey, jabroni.
Could her name be Stone Cold Steve Austin? Because I think it would work better.
That's going to do a lot of work for us.
That's going to do a lot of the heavy lifting.
That would really help. Is there something like, if you Michelle, what The Rock is cooking?
And Stone Cold's got scripture as well, John 3:16.
That's true.
Yeah,
crossover.
Austin 3:16.
It's actually Austin 3:16.
Yeah. Keep Austin weird.
The Book of Austin. Keep Austin weird.
Austin City Limits.
And Howard Kramer was in Austin Stories. This should help. I think this will really help us get a lot of subscribers.
No, the show is, I'm looking at the numbers.
Yeah.
The numbers are going up right now, even as we record this, just because these ideas are so good.
Yeah.
Just mentioning Austin alone. Got us a lot of traction.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When Kevin said, and maybe I just dreamed this, but when Kevin said he was going to layeth the smacketh down on his cousin's husband's curvy ass, I saw the numbers spike, and there was like a very definite peak that we hit. So that's huge.
Kevin, did you say what our Patreon address is for people? Do you know the URL?
It's patreon.com/theflagrantones, and the P.O. box is 100 Universal City Way, California.
That's a full address.
Yeah, that's where Hogwarts is.
It's not a P.O. box. That is...
sorry. P.O. box 34, Hogwarts Lane.
It's also jasoncapono.com too, right?
jasoncapono.com, that's for t-shirts only. But we should probably make our Patreon at patreon.com/Jeopardy.
Yes.
If we have that.
That would be huge.
Yes.
Well, as Kevin would say, this has been a podcastus excellentis.
Bye.
Here comes Hayes and Sean. Whoa, whoa.
This week on the Patreon, the boys divide and conquer a creative writing exercise. Carl and Hassan pick their number one fast food chain, and the Flagger Ones discuss this week's basketball news. Check out the shows 5 days a week, plus the video content, all at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.